Well, I just went out at Teacher yesterday. I'm originally from the Gold Coast. I live at the Gold Coast, so I was just up here for the long weekend, and I paddled out at Tea Tree and heard someone say, "Oh, I saw Tony Abbott here yesterday," and I was like, "Oh yeah," like I didn't really believe it. And then I paddled out, and he was just sitting there on his board. Like it was so ridiculous. It was so bizarre.
He was waiting for a wave when you saw him.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah. I think he was out there with his daughter as well, and he was cheering everyone onto waves. And well, he wasn't bad too. He was a good surfer.
Ivy, we need to know your mental state during the moment that the photograph that's gone around the country this morning was. Were you unhappy that he had come in over the top there?
Oh well, I was paddling for this wave, and I kind of stood up, and then he stood up as well. And in the photo that Bailey got, it looks like I'm so like not into it. It looks like I'm so off it, and that I was just so negative about it. But I actually wasn't. I just didn't know how to react. Like, it's such a bizarre situation to be put in, and I didn't mind sharing a wave, and it's not like he'd been negative out there. He'd been really positive and, like, cheering everyone on, and I don't know.
But technically he did break the surfing law of dropping in,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, I'm not going to hold it against him, though. Like, I'd had plenty of waves. I was happy to share, but it was fun, and it was good to see that he's just a normal person. Like, he just wanted to get out there and have fun, and I thought it was awesome.
Well, you say that, Ivy, but was there a lot of security detail, you know, on the beach or out in the water? Was there anyone else there?
I don't know if maybe they were just like if he did have security there, if they were just like dressed casually, or like there was no one that really stood out to me, like, because I came in from the surf before him, and I was looking a little bit, like thinking maybe there's security on the beach or whatever, but he was just out here with his daughter and with a friend, I think, and they were just surfing.
What about his surfing technique, Ivy?
He's actually not bad. It's awesome. I was expecting worse, which is really bad. But he can stand up and like go across the wave. Like, it was awesome. I thought it was so cool. Like,
who made it the furthest?
Oh, I kind of like pulled off after a bit, and like he kind of smiled at me, like he realized that he dropped in on me, but I didn't really mind. But yeah, so he did, but that's all right.
And were there many other people out, Ivy? Sometimes it's packed there at Tea Tree.
Yeah, it usually is, but it was nowhere else was breaking yesterday, and it was a bit gloomy, so no one was really too keen to get in the water. So I can, there was still like maybe 30 people out there, but no, not crowded at all, not compared to like what I'm used to on the Gold Coast kind of thing.
And then was there a bit of a wave, a bit of a send-off when he, you know, came off the wave and like, you know, oh, what a moment?
Yeah, well, I don't know, he kind of just smiled at me, and that was about it. And he was talking.
He didn't wink, did he, Ivy? Did he wink?
No, good. No, which is good. That would have been a bit weird, but
he's got form in that area. He's winked at others before.
I've seen it. I'm glad that didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Well, you've got quite the story when you head back to school, Ivy.
I was not expecting this at all. I was just going to put it on Instagram and have a little laugh with some friends, but
how many shares? How many shares have you got?
Oh, I don't even know, because there's people that are like reposting it and not tagging me, or I've seen it on Swellnet on Facebook, and I didn't even know how they found it. I'm just finding it everywhere.
And you're a bit of a star this morning, doing a few media interviews as well. That's exciting.
Yeah, I've done a couple. I'm not used to it. I was just up here for a holiday, and then all this has happened. But I don't mind.
That's good.
It's a bit of fun.